Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Tape number 191, Facing Persecution. Early Christians considered persecution a joyous privilege, because in persecution they saw the providence of a loving Father who did all things well. Philippians 1:29. God allowed persecution to fall on both Old and New Testament saints as a part of His discipline designed for their spiritual growth in righteousness and holiness. Hebrews 10, verses 32 through 34. God has told us clearly that we must suffer persecutions as followers of Christ. John 15, verse 20. But the Christian sees in such sufferings God's appointed means of testing faith, purifying character, and developing humility and compassion. What happens in us is much more important than what happens to us. Therefore, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. Peter, writing during a time of fiery persecution, declares that these trials test the genuineness or real character of our faith. 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7. Though persecutions within themselves do not make heroes or cowards, they do reveal the strength or weakness of our faith, just as winter reveals which trees are evergreen. Because Jesus endured temptations and the gainsaying of sinners, then finally the cross, we are assured that He is compassionate and sympathetic with us. Hebrews 2, verse 18. In like manner, persecution helps us to grow in ability to sympathize with others. Persecutions serve also to increase our dependence and trust in God, because when we are most conscious of our weaknesses and needs, then His all-sufficient grace more abundantly rests upon us. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 10 and 11. We need to understand, therefore, that the so-called days of persecution may be in reality the time when the light of faith and trust glows brightest, and when holiness and mercy are most radiant. Never was the church more free, more holy, never stronger, nor more extensive than its outward and inward growth, than at the times when it was counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Christ.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Prosperity.